Okay, let's get right to it. You might think that we here at the BPP, well, we occasionally have a good time. We like to mess around. I can assure you today we are not doing that. We are talking about serious, heavy stuff. Sure, new music, but some heavy themes. Love, marriage, sex, death. Who's doing all this talking about the heavy stuff? A variety of different people. Usher, Al Green, Spiritualized, Cyndi Lauper. We are serious, and in that spirit, we need a serious guide to help us through these new offerings. Lizzie Goodman, you're serious, aren't you, Lizzie?
Totally. I'm wearing big old thick glasses right now.
You're totally serious. Yeah. Editor at large with Blender Magazine in studio to help us with the week's new releases. Let's start with Usher, shall we?
Usher. Let's start with Usher, yeah.
The last time he came out with an album, multi-platinum, he did pretty well with that. Confessions in 2004.
Yep.
9.5 million albums in the U.S. alone. 4 number one singles. And he was his music was reflective of his life at the time. He was kind of a young player, shall we say.
I think that's a good description. Yes.
Perhaps even a player.
Perhaps.
So where he's gone down the road of marriage, he's got a kid, the music now is a little different?
Yeah, I mean, he's still singing, as you know, you say, about the experience of being Usher. It's just that the experience of being Usher has shifted a bit since he's become a father. And, you know, it's fun. I mean, Usher was famous, as you point out, for being sort of for articulating the kind of smooth player lifestyle without all the rough sort of hip hop edges. He's kind of a crooner. And on this album, he's doing the same thing, except now he's talking about how hard it is to stay faithful as opposed to celebrating not being faithful.
Just telling it like it is.
He's just telling it like it is.
It's hard, man.
And he's, you know, I mean, but the songs are still the kind of rhythm and the sound of the music really hasn't changed that much. It's the theme that's changed.
Let's get right to the music. Let's hear the first song he's dishing out for us. It's called Love in This Club.
Hey! I see you, Ron. Yo, Keith, you was right. We just getting started. Yeah, man.
You say you're searching for somebody that'll take you out and do you right.
BPP director says this might not sell a ton of albums, but maybe a lot of ringtones.
That song just makes me wish I were in middle school and could do some awkward slow dancing all over again, because that's what it conjures to me.
But. Speaking of middle school, does anyone remember when Usher was on Star Search? Do you remember this?
No.
Yeah!
Now I know
Check
what I'll
it,
be YouTubing
editor,
today.
Trish McKinney.
But
he was on Star Search.
A little asterisk. He was on as a TV spokesmodel, we should mention.
No, not as a...
when he's singing about, baby, tell me what you need, what you sipping on, I'll do it all night long. I think he's talking to his baby in the sippy cup, and he's sipping on milk, right?
I think that you are being very generous with him and the interpretation of that song.
So do you like this album?
I do, actually, a lot. I mean, again, it's like if you like Usher, you're going to like this album. It may not be the soundtrack to the kind of player lifestyle that his previous records are, but it doesn't sound all that different.
Let's move on to a man who almost needs no introduction, but that's why we get paid, so we'll do it anyway. Al Green. We love him. I love him.
Yes.
Is he doing anything? I mean, for people who love Al Green, is this new album just classic Al Green, or is he doing something different?
No, it kind of is classic Al Green. And in that sense, it's a little different. You know, he's Al Green, so he basically gets to do whatever he wants. But the sort of great classic era 70s Al Green, we haven't seen all that much of that sound coming out of him recently.
He's been doing a lot of preaching. He's been occupied.
He's been busy preaching the word, and now he's back to sing. And what's interesting about this record is just that it's sort of a reinterpretation by contemporary artists who are younger than he is who have been influenced by him of his sound. So it's because Questlove produced it and Corinne Bailey Ray is on the record and John Legend is on the record. And it's sort of this interesting like prism in that the people who had so much whose career he was such an influence are now reinterpreting him for him. But it still sounds like classic Al Green. So it's really an interesting concept for an album.
Okay, well, let's get right to it. Let's listen to a track from the new record by Al Green.
When I think about yesterday, everything was easy, everything was okay.
He had some high-profile help on that. That song's called Take Your Time, featuring Corinne Bailey Ray and the Dap King Horns. And it was produced, the album's produced by some famous folks as well, right? Yeah. Questlove and James Poyser.
Poyser, yeah, who's sort of a behind-the-scenes R&B guy who's quite well-known for his work on other people's records. D'Angelo's Voodoo, a bunch of different albums that you would know, but you wouldn't necessarily know his name. So yeah, it's a big set kind of power group of people that he's recruited to help him be Al Green. and he said, I mean, that voice comes on and it's just like, dude, Al Green rules, you know? In that sense, it's really fun to listen to this album.
Mellow like butter.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a little bit of a turn, go into the world of Spiritualized. Jason Pierce is the leader of that group, and this new album, it's called Songs in A&E. Lizzie, explain what A&E stands for.
Accidents and Emergency, or Accident and Emergencies, some plural or not plural combination of those two things. But yeah, he was very ill. He had a really bad infection of some kind about 3 years ago, I believe, and had written a bunch of the songs that ended up on this record prior to that, but kind of had this near-death experience in the hospital, and being Jason Pierce, decided that either meant or didn't mean that he should finish the record. And apparently...
One of the two.
Right, and now he has.
Does it sound like a record that was either finished or not finished?
A little bit, yeah. There's 18 songs in this album, and I'm thinking maybe, you know, one of the nurses could have helped him edit a little bit, but...
Scalpel?
Yes,
stat?
A scalpel could have been used.
Near-death experiences, you feel like you got a lot to say, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. So he did finish, and here it is. And it is quite interesting in certain places.
Okay, let's listen to a cut. This is called I Got a Fire.
Got a fire inside my soul. Let it burn and let it glow. Got a fight to call my own. Freedom's mine to hold. Got a fire and bite my tongue. Praise the Lord and I'll find out. Holding on with all my mind. Freedom's one more fire.
So you get a sense of what he's talking about there. A little sense of urgency
Absolutely.
After the near-death
Absolutely.
Experience. That song's called I Got a Fire off the new album by Spiritualized called Songs in A&E. We're going to close with a little lady. I think she is little, actually.
She is little.
Big name, Cyndi Lauper. New album called Bring You to the Brink. What do you think about this, Lizzie Goodman?
Well, I think it shows how awesome Madonna is for being able to keep up the
That's
kind of
exactly
dance.
That's exactly what I thought.
I thought you might agree with me.
I really did.
And no, it's true. I mean, there are songs on this album that are really great dance songs, but consistency isn't the strength of this record. It's kind of a singles album, and it just proves again that staying relevant in the dance world for all the years that Madonna has makes her awesome.
And
but Cyndi rules too.
She does rule, but I gotta say, this is gonna sound super scandalous, but her voice sounds oldish.
I know. It's a little weird. Well, you know, she's got such a famous sort of high, girly voice, and if that drops at all, you're going, what's going on here? I mean, it's sort of her hallmark. So in that sense, yes. But, you know, she is older, so I welcome her back to the dance floor.
Okay, well, let's listen. Here's a little bit of Grab a Hold from Bring It to the Brink.
I'm sure she's great.
Cyndi Lauper. Could it be that she no longer bop?
Hey, you know, she's made more albums than I have. Blender's Lizzie Goodman, thanks so much for your assistance. As always today, we appreciate
it. Thank you for having me. It's fun to be here.
The BPP rolls on. Coming up, a new book, Five Lessons I Didn't Learn from Breast Cancer. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.